Time now for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, previous episodes are archived as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. So you can get all the previous episodes there if you missed any of them. Here's Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right, thank you. And with us, Will Lee, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, joined today by Dr. Robin Saran, the Emergency Department Director. Quite a morning for Mendocino Coast District Hospital. My lead story all morning was the Board of Directors of the Healthcare District approved a 30-year lease between the Healthcare District and Adventist Health, and Adventist Health begins day-to-day operations on May 1st. So health was my main topic this morning, and good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, this is Will Lee. Good morning, gentlemen. And this is Dr. Robin Saran. And again, I serve as a medical director here for the emergency room. And I wanted to say that we still have no COVID in our district. And this is due to our sheltering in place. There's been news of folks protesting the shelter in place. But we do not want to have the New York experience here. Sheltering in place has been highly effective. I want to thank the community for their efforts in this regard. I also want to encourage people who have chest pain, abdominal pain, fever, shortness of breath, to come to the emergency room. As we have no COVID, it is safe to come to the emergency room. If we have a COVID suspect, we will separate that patient so you will not be exposed to a suspected or potential COVID patient. If you have a cough, stay at home unless you have fever or shortness of breath. So as a community, we are doing our part with social distancing. Continue wearing masks in public. We will get through the COVID epidemic together.
And this is Will Lee. So as you mentioned on the top of your news, the affiliation is formalized now with the Board of Directors signing off on three agreements yesterday on a Sunday meeting. It's an exciting time for the hospital to affiliate with this very large system. Adventist Health has 23 hospitals and hundreds of clinics in 70 different communities. And so it's an exciting time that our community supported the ballot measure to affiliate with Adventist. And so we all are looking forward to joining that team. On the city front, I would mention that the city council tonight will receive an updated report on the city's financial picture during COVID-19 at tonight's meeting at 6 p.m. Very stressful time for the entire community as we brace for a major decrease in revenue to our community and how that affects services in the city of Fort Bragg. So that meeting again is at 6 p.m. tonight. Any questions, gentlemen?
No, I everything's fine from here. Dredd, anything you can think of? No, he's shaking his head no. So no, very succinct and to the point. And again, a big day for the Mendocino Coast District Hospital with the upcoming affiliation with Adventist Health on May 1st.
One more piece, Joe.
Certainly.
If you don't mind. Tomorrow I plan on having a very experienced oncology nurse practitioner on with us. Her name is Anna Antonowicz. She works in our oncology hematology department caring for patients actively under treatment for their cancer therapies. So it's going to be really good to hear from her of what we're doing to protect our vulnerable patients in oncology. She also specializes in nutrition for patients under chemotherapy. So this would be a good segment for her to communicate to the community what we've done in the oncology department. So hopefully folks will tune in and hear from Anna tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Will, because of the subject matter. And it'll give our listeners a chance to spread the word. Hey, they're going to be talking about that tomorrow around 9:30. So
yeah, thank you.
Sure. All right, gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us this morning. Rogalski here from the Coast.